The 2011 Emerging Leaders Dialogue wrapped up in Kotzebue yesterday. Sponsored by the Institute of the North, the leadership program is designed to empower young leaders and build relationships across the state. From Member Station KOTZ, Susan Bucknell reports.
Niels Andreasen coordinates the leadership program for the Institute of the North.
This is our fourth dialogue, and it's been in Girdwood, Chena Hot Springs, Sitka, and now to Kotzebue. And there's a growing network of young leaders who know each other and are excited about what everybody else is doing. And I think the dialogues had an influence on that.
But Andreasen says the term emerging leaders is a little problematic.
I mean, there's all kinds of considerations that go into being a leader, and people don't always think of themselves as being leaders. Really, when we talk about emerging leaders, it's young Alaskans. And by young, we mean 18 to 35, 21 to 40, something like that, who recognize that they have some commitment to their community and state.
Honestly, in the beginning, when I heard emerging leaders dialogue, I was, well, maybe this isn't my cup of tea.
That's Greta Shirk, who first attended the Emerging Leaders Dialogue last year in Sitka. Shirk is originally from the village of Kiana.
But in the end, I was so glad that I attended and so glad that I'm going to be attending again this year.
Liz Moore of Kotzebue also attended the dialogue in Sitka. She said it was a great way to connect with others around the state, but she and Shirk both noticed that a number of people at the dialogue said they'd never really experienced rural communities in Alaska. So skip ahead 1 year to the 70-some people who made it into Kotzebue on the morning jet through the fog last Thursday.
People from Ketchikan to Barrow, literally. There's urban, there's rural, there's native, there's non-native.
That's State Representative Reggie Jewell of Kotzebue describing some of the participants. He could have added people in education, social services, and the arts, people who work in resource development and for conservation groups, people from state government, tribal organizations, and native corporations, recent arrivals, and many who've lived in Alaska all their lives. The one commonality was their status as emerging leaders.
Really what we want to grow is a statewide network of Alaskans who do have a sense that they are leaders, that they can contribute and build and empower and together shape the state's future, their community's future, and support and strengthen one another.
Alex Post is a participant who got tapped to play an additional role in the discussions.
I'm a roving facilitator, so I've been going around just making sure that people understand the open space principles that we're using.
Post and her husband Lee Post both attended the 2010 dialogue in Sitka.
Yes, and I was really excited to get to come to Kotzebue because I've wanted to come out this way for a while and there's not many chances you get an opportunity to do that. I'm originally from Northern Ireland, and I live in Anchorage.
On Friday, the group was invited to tour Red Dog Mine and the village of Noatak. They were impressed with the $8.99 gas prices in Noatak. On Saturday morning, Liz Medicine Crow and Jory Powley of First Nations Institute led a different open space process to discuss issues of racial equity. Though some found it an emotional and not always comfortable topic, participants didn't want to stop talking when scheduled, and they continued their group discussions during lunch. Eventually, a report will document the entire 2011 Emerging Leaders Dialogue, but maybe the real product of the dialogue is what the young leaders have learned and the relationships they've formed.
That was Susan Bucknell reporting from Kotzebue.